Welcome back to you live and local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill. It is Thursday. We're getting close to Halloween weekend, and we've been talking about this really cool musical event coming up this weekend at Shikori Hills, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about it because we got a special guest in the studio. Shikori Hills and Cat's Cradle both coming together to present the Horror in the Hills Halloween Party October 30th and 31st down at the Shikori Hills Community Arts Center. That's Saturday and Sunday, featuring The Revenge of Dante Hyde. It's an album release party for Dante High's new album, Dante High 2, but that is just the beginning. They'll be there playing. The lineup also includes Skylar Gadaz, Josh Kimbrough, Sherlette Ammons, and a whole lot more, plus camping, haunted Halloween fun for the whole family. Catscradle.com for tickets and more information. We are joined in the studio by one of the many great performers who is going to be on the lineup on Saturday night, and I am super excited to have Sherlette Ammons here in the studio because I have loved her music for a few years, and I'm first time here in the studio. So, Sherlette, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank
How are you,
Aaron. I'm glad you corrected that. I should have been here a long time ago.
I'm so glad to have you in now. So, tell us about Horror in the Hills. What's it going to entail?
Well, Ari Picker, who is the front person for Dante High, invited me. We've been working together, honestly, on my new record, and that kind of started our relationship maybe a month or two ago. So he asked me to play, and I'm like, awesome. I've only played, this will be the only show I've played, or the second show, sorry, that I've played this year with a new band, so I'm excited to show up and hopefully show out.
Awesome. Well, let's hear a song. Let's start with Dear Nora.
Beautiful.
Set this one up for us. What's it about?
This song was on my last record called Language Barrier. It's a favorite of mine because it features Michelle Ndegeachello on vocals, who is like one of my most favorite musicians of all time. I mean, after she said yes to singing the song, I had to dream new dreams because this was like the pinnacle for me. But no bass, she's not playing bass on this, but she is playing or offering vocals, and the music is composed by Daniel Hart, who y'all might know from Physics of Meaning. He was a Chapel Hill guy, and then he moved on to bigger and better things. He's doing soundtracks for major films now.
Nice.
So, yeah, Dear Nora.
Awesome. Here we go. Dear Nora, Sherlette Ammons on 97.9 The Hill.
Costume kind, the type that plays and frays in phases of light. Danger to stars and stripes, antithesis of white light. In time, we devise a way to make lines from a life where time flies and demands each moment contributes. Centuries between each time that she leaves.
Dear Nora, I
maps we made of miles.
Dear Nora, we've got Sherlette Ammons here in the studio, and we will be back with more from her as we talk up the Horror in the Hills Halloween party. And I got to hear more about this new album. I'm excited to hear that news. I have more about that coming back as Live and Local continues after this. Welcome back to you, Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Kill on this Halloween Eve. Excited this week because this weekend is the Horror in the Hills Halloween party. We've been talking about it Saturday and Sunday at Chicory Hills, co-presented by Cat's Cradle. It's an album release party for Dante High. The lineup is huge, though. Sherlette Ammons, Skylar Gadas, Josh Kimbrough, and a whole lot more. Catscradle.com is the website for more information. And Sherlette Ammons is here in the studio tonight to talk about that, talk about the new album that's coming out, and a whole lot more. So thanks again for being with
us. Absolutely. Appreciate it.
So you mentioned this is going to be your second show this year. What was the first show like, kind of back on stage for the first time in a while?
I think the primary thing I took away is how much I appreciate musicians.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been, you know, singing and playing some of this music for years, and you know, the thing that you tend to take for granted and get to see with new eyes after such a long hiatus is that these cats learn a lot of this music from scratch, and then they we rehearse two or three times, and they internalize it and they make it their own. And that's a major feat, and that's something not to sleep on. And you know, playing regularly, you kind of take for granted that they develop that relationship with your music. And I just really appreciate musicians differently nowadays. So
yeah, what is the last year been for you like? It's been a lot going on.
Yeah, you know, like most people, you know, ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
Pluses and minuses, successes, challenges, all kind of in the same pot. But I got married this year, which was mad.
Congratulations.
Cool. Or last year. But professionally and musically, it's, you know, I've had the opportunity to learn something different about my own process of making music. I'm consider myself a collaborator, but I kind of been in my hole making music with like digital tools, which has gotten me more familiar with you know, like different DAWs and things like that in terms of making my own music. But I did miss a lot the collaborative effort of being in a room with folks who are way differently creative than I am and having them lend their ideas. But lo, I created a record.
Yeah, tell us about this. I'm excited. This is the first time I'm hearing about it, so this is cool.
Yeah, we play a couple songs from it. We'll play a couple songs from the record this coming weekend, but it's called Spectacles. I honestly been working on it for like 2.5 years. Phil Cook co-produced it.
Nice.
I have like a whole bunch of beautiful, 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 beautiful musicians on it. Amelia Meath does some guest vocals on it. Darian Alexander on bass. Brevin Hamden plays some drums and some percussions. And DJ Harrison out of Richmond plays some delicious keys and some drums, and Mavis Poole sings some vocals. It's just a beautiful collection of people. But the whole concept behind the record is, you know, I'm an identical twin, so I've been gazed at my whole life. So the idea of spectacles like kind of reflects on that experience, but also the experience of being Black and queer mm-hmm. in America, and constantly dealing with the proverbial white gaze and what that means to me as a performer when I choose to say like, hey, look at me, I have something to offer, versus when people are looking and staring and policing me for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So
has that message changed or transformed at all in the last year and a half since George Floyd, since the more recent iteration of the racial justice movement?
I think it just got differently loud. I mean, mm-hmm. I think, you know, Black folks have known this for centuries, for generations. It's just like, feels like the rest of the world's kind of getting hip to it differently. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure social media and the fact that we always have a camera at hand has changed that idea of spectacle a lot. But yeah, it's something that, you know, I think, you know, Black people, people of color, queer people wear all the time.
Yeah.
So
I love the phrase differently loud, because it's not like it wasn't loud before.
Exactly.
It's just, yeah, yeah, you're right. And speaking with Sherlette Ammons, the new album is going to be called Spectacle. That's coming out next year.
Yeah, 2022. Yeah. Still working out the details, but we got a label that's going to put it out that I'm excited to talk more about when you have me back next time.
I'm looking forward to it. Well, let's hear another song. Let's go back a little further and play Got Lightning. Tell us about this one.
Oh, man, that's, you know, I try to, like, disavow genre because I don't think it's a real thing. I think it's a construct. So mm-hmm. This has a lot of, like, to me, it has a go-go vibe. And so it's just, like, a lyrical prowess song. That's really the whole point of it.
Awesome. So. Well, this is Sherlette Ammons again playing on Saturday at 8 p.m. at Chicory for the Horror in the Hills Halloween Party. Here she is with Gut Lightning on 97.9 The Hill. Lightning there. Sherlette Ammons here in the studio with us, and we'll have a little bit more from her plus another song when we come back and live as Live and Local continues after this. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill tonight, here in the studio with Sherlette Ammons, one of many great artists who's going to be on the bill this weekend. On Saturday is when most of the music is happening, but it's a weekend-long event, Saturday and Sunday, at Shikori Hills. It's the Horror in the Hills Halloween Party, album release party for Dante High, also a really cool Halloween event. There's going to be camping there and a whole lot more. Catscradle.com. for tickets. Speaking with Sherlette Ammons, and super excited to have you in the studio again. We've been talking about the new album, Spectacle, but I want to go back 10 years to the album that you did with the Dynamite Brothers, mm-hmm. And Lovers Alike, which I am multiple times on record saying might be the best local album of the last 10 years. Whoa. I was like, I stumbled upon it and it just blew me away from start to
finish.
Thank you.
Those boys are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that all come together? Because it's you and them and this is just like a ton of people involved
right.
in this.
So I'm a big fan of the Dynamite Brothers. I've been a fan of them for a long time. They just do this merging of rock and funk and psychedelic things just perfectly, I think. And Mitch has played with me before, who was the guitarist for the Dynamite Brothers. So our relationship goes way back, and so I just loved like the record that they did called Again,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, yo, fellas, how about this? You give me all the instrumentals, and I write new lyrics to some of them. So if you actually go back and listen to their record Again, you'll hear different iterations of some of the same songs that are on And Lovers Like, and so yeah, that's what we did, and then brought in some different folks, including Justin Robinson, and added a couple new songs, one being Kissing and Cussing, which was a Chocolate Drops song
mm-hmm.
that we remade, and a couple of other original songs. And the result was that one-time record that I still really enjoy listening to.
Yeah, it's Kissing and Cussing, and then Nevermind comes right after it on
yeah,
the album, doesn't
yeah.
it? It's like, that is just, those are 12 magical minutes.
Thank you,
it's
appreciate
so,
that.
It's so, so good, yeah. And the first time I heard Kissing and Cussing, like I had heard the Chocolate Drops album before, like I'd listened to the original, and I'd heard Kissing and Cussing, and it kind of washed over me, and it's like, okay, there are other songs on the record
yeah.
that I like better. And then I heard your version. It's like, oh, this is fantastic. Like,
thank
this
you.
Is just so, so good.
Yeah, I remember when Justin came to my crib and played just his like kind of demo of Kissing mm-hmm. and Cussing, which is what we kind of modeled our thing on. And I was like, man, this is dope.
Yeah.
I was like, there's so many like vibes and emotions in this that I just want to kind of tap into, and kind of did like a third person
yeah.
storytelling approach to my verse. So.
Yeah. Well, let's hear that song now. This is Kissing and Cussing off the album And Lovers Like, Sherlette and the Dynamite Brothers with Justin Robinson, Adrian Duke as well.
Adrian Duke and Daniel Hart again.
Daniel Hart again.
Doing
yep.
this crazy string thing at the end.
Oh, he's the one.
Yeah, he's that dude.
Nice. Well, here it is, Kissing and Cussing on 97.9 The Hill.
Your kiss is fist violent, each pound arousing, each lick inherited is handed down. And I'm mounting horseshoes and loose and roosters, praying for luck, change my infidel and abuser. My rebel rouser, food provider, cigarette lighter, your liquor hits quicker like lightning. Mine is quieter like slow horizons are shushing mine. Your business, cause every shut eye ain't all dead or sleeping. She's seasoned with love stains and blood pains, breed dreams about bruised deep, the sweeter days. In a prayer, I ain't lifted a number, I ain't played. So I'll kiss and cuss till I'm carried away.
Tell me, pretty baby, do you think you're too sweet to die?
Tell me,
pretty baby, do you think you're too sweet to die? We cuss and we kiss and we carry on. Break up down.
Not too big. Oh no. Hey.
Well, I was born in the country. You think I'm easy to fool? Well, I was born in the country. You think I'm easy to fool? your back. Well, I see you smile the night behind your back.
Song Kissing and Cussing, Sherlett and the Dynamite Brothers from 2011. Sherlett Ammons here in the studio with us now. That was from 10 years ago. The show is going to be at Shikori Hills this weekend. Any special surprises that people can expect? Yeah,
absolutely. We're going to try to Again, this is probably the last show I'm doing this year,
mm-hmm.
so we just want to bring our A game and have a great time. We'll be outdoors. We'll be dressed in a collective costume, hopefully.
Nice.
Actually, I've been texting with the fellas today about my second costume idea, so something will happen.
Nice. Did the first costume idea get rejected, or did you come back and it's like, ooh, I think I got something better?
I was like, I could do better than this. So it might actually be a combo of both ideas. Who knows?
Anything else upcoming that folks want to know about?
Well, just the record, and just know that I'm constantly at work and trying to keep my ear to the ground. And I want to encourage people, as they feel comfortable, go out and support live music. And, you know, it's important. We need the support. I mean, not only just for the idea of, like, keeping the arts alive, but also just for the idea of getting us all emotionally reconnected. Music is important for that, I think.
People want to find out more about you or connect with you online, where can they go?
I'm on all the socials. My Insta is Charlotte Ammons. Everything is Charlotte Ammons. Just find me and say hey if you do.
Awesome. Again, Charlotte Ammons here in the studio, going to be playing at Horror in the Kills at Chicory Saturday at 8 p.m., part of a great lineup of performers, including Dante High album release party there. Camping overnight if you want to stay for the whole weekend at Chicory. Should be a really nice weekend. CatsCradle.com for tickets and more information, and we'll look forward to the new album coming out next year. Charlotte, thank you so much for being with us today.
Aaron, thank you, man. I look forward to coming back and talking about the record when it's time.
And we'll have more as Live and Local continues after this.